Welcome to Ketchumet Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. When the wind blows with enough force in the winter, I have to take down the wind chimes outside my door. It's a little sad to stifle their singing, but I'm always worried about them breaking on the wall or hitting the window. In the summer, the wind comes from the opposite direction and hardly seems to blow hard enough to burble through the chimes. Why do Homer's winds blow more severely in winter? And where does our wind come from? Wind, as the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration puts it, is simply air in motion. This motion is caused by air pressure differences, which are themselves caused by temperature differences. As the sun tries to warm the Earth's atmosphere and surface, mountains, oceans, valleys, and other landforms prevent it from heating evenly, creating temperature differences. Meteorologists in Fairbanks have described terrain as being the biggest weather maker in Alaska. Regional winds in Alaska seem to typically be directed by land masses, your mountain ranges, your valleys, and shorelines, but the sun can also play a role, as here in Ketchumak Bay we see a distinct shift in our prevailing wind speeds and direction as the seasons change. In winter, we experience higher winds buffeting us from the northeast, while our summer winds are lighter day breezes from the southwest. Aspects of our unique terrain might account for this significant shift. Ketchumak Bay, and Cook Inlet particularly, are observed to be especially impacted by gap winds and drainage winds. Scientific studies suggest that these gap winds make up the majority of Homer's summer winds, while drainage winds constitute the majority of our winter winds. But what are gap winds and drainage winds? If you look at a map, to the west of Homer across Cook Inlet, you'll see a nearly continuous wall of mountains of the Alaska Peninsula that act as a barrier to those westerly winds. Nearly continuous, except for a place called the Kamishak Gap, a break in the mountains between Iliamna Lake and Kamishak Bay. Alaska's large-scale weather patterns produce mountain gap winds blowing from the western Alaska Peninsula to the eastern side and accelerating through passes, valleys, and gaps such as this one. We also see large-scale gap winds in our area created by the Kennedy and Stevenson entrances in Lower Cook Inlet. These are major breaks in the eastern mountains from the Kenai Peninsula to the Kodiak-Afognak Islands group. Cook Inlet itself also creates a significant north-south passage for gap winds as they travel at sea level bordered by the mountains and cliffs to either side. Drainage winds are also called kabatic winds. These winds in this area can occur along Cook Inlet's mountainous southeastern and western coasts as cold air drains from glaciated valleys. Scientists studying nearshore meteorology and observations of south-central Alaskan winds noted this phenomenon in Ketchumak Bay particularly as several Kenai Peninsula glaciers terminate at its eastern end. In winter, we see this phenomenon on a larger scale as cold continental air drains toward Ketchumak Bay from the mountains surrounding northern Cook Inlet. These drainage winds can reach incredible speeds, sometimes around 100 knots, and extend for tens of miles offshore. Because of Alaska's incredibly varied geography, it can be hard to pinpoint exactly what creates our wind conditions in Homer. As we move through the year and the wind swirls around us, we can think about where we sit in the larger landscape of Alaska and how its mountains, valleys, and oceans are making our wind chimes sing. This is Heather White, and this has been Ketchumak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Ketchumak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.